Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and your friend and mine, Mr. Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. And we are here till 5 o'clock. Also, Wildcard Wednesday is happening, so get your requests in for Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything. You program the music bumps for a good portion of the show each morning, and our theme this morning is Wildcard Wednesday. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, welcoming back to the show is a old friend and a voice that you've heard many, many times on this radio station. So he had more than 30 years experience as a deputy sheriff. He was a security consultant, a crime reporter, and he was a crime reporter right here on WGN for some time. And you've heard him on this very show. You've heard him on this very station. His name is Doug Cummings. He's now the author of several books, novels, and nonfiction books. One is called Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. We've had him on to talk about that. We've had him on to talk about his novels as well. And there's a story that happened about 10 days ago, which we mentioned earlier, about a Florida man who was killed after an online date led to a robbery. And we want to talk a little bit about online dating and the situation here and how to stay safe. And we always like to have anyway, it's a good excuse to just have Doug back on the show. So we welcome Doug Cummings back to the show. Doug, how are you?
You don't need any excuse, man. You can call me anytime. I'm awake 24/7, as you know.
I know, absolutely. Well, first of all, give everybody a little background in case for people who might not know your experience and who you are and how you had time here on this station.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time reporting on crime, and it struck me that to write the book anyway, it struck me that there was a real need for just some basic information that people could use, just a little handbook kind of thing. For people to just kind of remind them of what some of the basic facts are of personal safety. I don't talk about, flipping people over your shoulder or karate chopping. I talk about the kinds of things that the everyday sort of 1-2-3s of staying safe. And one of the big things that I think is important to know is about online dating because it's so pervasive. When I saw this piece about the guy who got himself killed, it's a horrible thing, and it happens. And it happens not just to men; it happens to women. It happens that people can get very seriously injured or killed, but it also happens that reputations can be destroyed. There can be all kinds of sour feelings that can come up after an online dating thing goes bad. So. There are a lot of good reasons to be heads up when you do this kind of thing.
Yeah. And before we get to, talking about escaping the ozone and helping people out in these situations, and we'll give you more details on this story out of Florida, you've written some novels, too, we've talked about. Tell everybody about those.
Well, I take situations that are fairly familiar to people, which is there are stories that may have prompted somebody to think twice about certain situations anyway. And I've tried to novelize them. I've tried to create some good characters around them. Situations of maybe sometimes they're stories that I've covered, cases that I've covered. But in one case, it was the Russian mob. In another case, it was a town in a fictional county that had gone kind of sour with governmental people doing scurrilous things, and in another, it was about a deputy police chief in a suburban town who's working on a double murder, but he has some stuff in his past that he doesn't want brought up, too.
Mm-hmm. And how much do you take from your experiences? I mean, is a lot of it from experiences that you've had in the past?
Oh, yeah, pretty much 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, you always deal with things you know. If you're a good writer, you deal with things that are familiar to you, and obviously, this is something that I've dealt with all my life, basically, almost all my life.
All right. And by the way, the website, which we have linked up on our Facebook page right now, it's easy to get to, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. But the website is Doug M. Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S, DougMCummingsAuthor.com for
yes,
all the
correct.
Information. All right, so this story out of Florida, let me read this really quick. We got a shorter version of it, and then we can get into helping people out in situations they might find themselves in. Authorities say a Central Florida man is dead after a woman he met through online dating set him up to be robbed. Local news outlets report that a 27-year-old Adam Hillary was found dead last week in Auburndale, Florida, in his home. Police say that Hillary went on a date last Thursday. This, by the way, this story took place about 10 days ago or so, with 18-year-old Haley Bustos after the two met on the dating site Plenty of Fish. Hillary brought the woman back to his apartment that night, but police say she returned the next evening with three other men to steal electronics. Detectives say someone shot Hillary in the head. Records show that Bustos, 26-year-old Andre Warner, and 31-year-old Gary Gray, and 26-year-old Joshua Ellington each face murder and robbery charges. Jail records didn't list any attorneys for them. So that's the story in general. Now, the first thing that pops out in the story for me was that they met online, but they met through what is considered a very legitimate and well-used dating site, Plenty of Fish. So how do you, Doug, if you're going to navigate these areas, especially with something as popular as Plenty of Fish, how do you take guard on that?
Well, I think one of the first things is that you do some research on the site that you're interested in being on. Enter the site name and a few search engines, you're online anyway, and see what kind of feedback you get. The most popular, the most obvious thing to look for is obviously how popular it is, but also whether it's consistently mentioned in crime reports. Are people getting ripped off having been on the site? The free sites, and as far as I know, there are two options with Plenty of Fish. One is free, one is paid, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at it recently, but as an example, but the free sites tend to have the most problems. But then again, just because you pay to join a site doesn't mean that the scammers and predators can't cough up the bucks too. So I wouldn't depend on the reputation of the site to keep you safe. That is your responsibility. But knowing the reputation of the site, you can kind of be forewarned and prearmed.
And and using the internet it's pretty easy. You have access to all these stories and all these police
sure.
reports. And I've not checked Plenty of Fish because I don't use the online dating services. But I would suspect that now there's a red flag up for these guys now, especially after this.
Well, and I don't want to say that because of one incident that they're a bad site.
Right.
It's just in total, you've got to kind of take what you find. And again, if they're consistently mentioned, I think that's something that's that would be a red flag. Yeah. Now, the other thing, Nick, that you got to keep in mind is that we all know the difference between hooking up and dating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just looking for a friend for the night, then you're walking through a minefield. Whenever I hear about somebody getting attacked after meeting a partner online, it's usually, and I won't say in this case in Florida because I'm not familiar with this case,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually during a hookup. It's usually somebody who is looking for a fast date,
right?
And not doing their what we would call due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying don't hook up. I mean, that's people's personal choice. But I will say that your risk factors increase tremendously if you do that. And the other risk factor that you run into online are these paid sites, paid dating sites. I don't mean paying for a subscription, but the sites that encourage you to pay for your date. There are a couple of different kinds. One offers a connection between people who are willing to pay, and they will bid essentially on dates with people that they're interested in, and they can go back and forth with a negotiation there. And the date itself is paid for. There is no sex specifically talked about, which you wouldn't want to do anyway because that's illegal.
Right.
But it could be just as much as going out to dinner or something like that. I don't recommend that because there can be too many questions about that too. And once you go down that road, you really don't know where it leads. But there's also another type of site that I absolutely recommend against, and that's sugar daddy, sugar baby dating. That's where actually you are entering into a relationship for money. And let me just say that prostitution is paying someone to have sex with you. Now, there are sites that allow you to bid on dates, as I said earlier, mm-hmm. say to go out to dinner, but this in this case, a sugar baby, sugar daddy thing, that is essentially prostitution. Anytime you pay someone to have sex with you, it is prostitution, no matter how they doll it up. And obviously prostitution is against the law. If, for example, you're looking to have a, quote, sugar baby across the state line in Wisconsin, that is prostitution across state lines, and that's a federal crime. And that's certainly something you don't want to get involved in. So these are kinds of things to think about. You know, there are plenty of sites. There are plenty of very legitimate sites. But pay attention to, you know, your normal safety practices, which I can, you know, some of these I can go through pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doug, hang on. We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
Doug Cummings is with us, and he is the author of several books, including Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. We'll get into that in the general rules about safety, but we've got more questions about online dating in particular after this story about a Florida man who was killed after being set up on an online date. But we'll get into how you can stay safe in that internet world out there. Doug Cummings is with us, and we have a link on our Facebook page for all of his information at facebook.com/NickDShow. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. My guest right now on this Wednesday morning is Doug Cummings, who is the author of several books, including Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. You guys know him from his years as a crime reporter all over the city and here on WGN. He was a deputy sheriff, a security consultant. He's got a lot of experience in the area. And we were talking about this story out of Florida where a man was killed after an online date that led to robbery. And we're trying to give you some safety tips if you choose to take that route in the world of online dating. Doug, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about what's appropriate. What you want to find out about the person that you're dating. You know, like some people go, well, that's snooping. I feel unfair about that. But the more you know about the person, the better and maybe the safer you'll be.
Well, that's exactly right. And snooping in this case is okay because what you're doing, you're not doing it just to, you know, to find out something to hold over somebody's head. You're actually trying to save your own life and save your own skin, which is always important. And just remember, as you do try to evaluate somebody that you've met online, remember that they haven't taken an oath to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So you should first, before you start doing any research at all, do the research of listening carefully to what they say. Sometimes if you let people talk long enough, liars will reveal the truth inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that even talking online, talking through email or whatever, you can get a sense of whether somebody is speaking the truth just from what they say, whether they're advertising their yacht to you and telling you all kinds of things about where they will take you on a date, or talking about their bank account, their job, where they live. So listen to the sorts of things that people say. Oftentimes we don't listen carefully enough, even when we're reading, and we have all the facts that somebody presents to us in front of us. So that's a really good idea. The more information you have about somebody, the more that you can probably, with fairly good assurance, Google them and find out more about them. And I have a case in the book in Escaping the Ozone about a friend of mine who had met this guy online. He sounded great. Sounded like he'd been in the real estate business, which she had been. That he was also an attorney. And that he'd had some successes. She went online, had just some information, not his full name even, and she was able to find out that not only was he no longer a real estate person and an attorney because he'd been arrested for embezzlement and spent some time in prison, she also found out that he was still living with his wife and kids.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, the kinds of things that you can find out online, just on going to a search engine, not even going to some of the sites that allow you to do background checks and that kind of thing. But one of the things that I think is a real big bugaboo to listen for, and by listening I'm talking about even email or talking instant messaging on a site or something like that, is any talk of money or financial problems or even car trouble in an early conversation, because those can be the setup for a later scam.
Right.
For example, the most common would be one that begins, "Hey, I'd sure like to meet you, but I don't have the money for gas. Could you send me a few bucks on PayPal?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ever get that kind of request, you'll never see the money or the person again. Another one of my laws, Doug's laws on dating online, never send money to somebody you meet on the Internet. There are plenty of horror stories that, I mean, I've given you one. There are plenty of them that will back me up. And the way to think about it, Nick, is do you really want to date somebody whose financial problems are so significant that they can't afford bus fare to come meet you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, you know, that's just one of those things that should tickle your imagination and set up maybe some suspicious thinking.
Now, you mentioned...
The other thing, let me just say one thing
quick. Yeah.
The other thing is, don't talk about your financial situation, no matter what it is, because you may set yourself up as a target, depending on what you have to say.
That makes sense. Now, you said that there are the Doug's rules. What are some more of those?
Well, one of them is that you be very careful about what you say about yourself to somebody before you meet them. You know, it is an exchange of information, and they're going to have the same right to check you out as you have to check them out.
Right.
There are a lot of sites where that can be done, and the more that you say about yourself, I mean, you have to be honest. It is an exchange of information, but you can be very contained about what you say and make it very clear that you're interested in the other person. You'll reveal more as you get to know them better. But the best thing to do, I think, is very general, non-identifying information. You know, first names are good. If you want to send a picture to somebody, that's fine, but probably you should best use a picture that has not been used elsewhere online, because there is facial recognition software, and that can be used against you. You can use it, but you can also have it used against you. So use a picture that you haven't used before that isn't on your company website, or, you know, that you haven't maybe used on sites like Facebook, where there's more information attached to that picture than you want people to know. Another thing, it may go against a lot of conventional wisdom. People have said to me, well, don't get into a conversation on the phone with somebody that you meet online too quickly anyway. And my thinking is that you want to know the gender, at least, of the person you're talking to.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't know who you're talking to. You could be, if you're a 20-something female, you could be talking to somebody who claims to be 21, 22, and, you know, they could be 60. You don't know. So talking to them may help that. Some people have a young sounding voice, some don't. But the thing is, you can also learn from a voice and the way that people say things. How do they sound to you? Do they sound pleasant and charming? Do they talk knowledgeably about sports but stumble when answering personal questions about themselves? Another thing is, does the person, and I'm going to speak from the standpoint of a woman checking out a man, does the guy tell dirty jokes or attempt to talk about sexual or romantic subjects too soon? And then does he refuse to change the subject once he gets on the riff about sex or whatever? Does he want to meet too soon? You know, is he ready to meet tonight? Is he ready to meet tomorrow night? To me, that's too quickly if you're looking to date or start a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he want to meet? Does he want to meet someplace that he is demanding you go, perhaps someplace that you don't feel comfortable? One of the other things, and this is really a key, I think, is how quickly does he or she start talking in terms of we and us? We would call that in the business forced teaming. It is setting up what is really an unrealistic relationship too quickly. Oh, we're going to do this. We're a great couple, aren't we? When you've just talked to the person one or two times.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating and helpful stuff, Doug. The book, by the way, is called Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. It's got not just about online dating. It's about being safe everywhere you go. And I do want to mention before we let you go, Doug, that if someone feels uncomfortable about something, if they don't feel right about it, it's not paranoia, and that's a good way to feel, correct? And that's a legitimate way to feel.
Oh, absolutely. That if you have a second thought about it, you know, you always can click the delete button, as I say, as long as you're still online, or you can stop talking. One quick thing about talking on the phone. I do suggest talking on the phone relatively soon, but not the phone you use all the time. You know, you've seen, we've all seen in the stores, these burn phones that
right.
you can buy that have a phone number attached to them that has no, that they don't have any registration in your name. And my suggestion strongly is to get a phone like that if you're going to be doing a lot of online dating, and to use an email address that is not the one you use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things right there, I think, can keep you safe. Where, you know, if you use your own phone, there are a lot of services for doing cross-referencing of phone numbers. And you can get caught up in that. It's not good. They'll find out things that you may not want them to know sooner anyway, facts that you would rather keep to yourself.
Got it. All right, Doug, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. And thanks for staying up late with us. I really appreciate it.
Nick, thank you.
And you're author of several books, including Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe, as well as some novels. And you can check out DougMCummingsAuthor.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. All right, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.